Thank you, John, for naming our sponsors today. This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. Authorities responded to a report of a swimmer in distress at a county park on Thursday, July 3rd, 2026 at approximately 5:45 p.m. According to the sheriff's office, an 18-year-old male experienced difficulty swimming after venturing roughly 100 yards offshore. Witnesses said the swimmer was underwater for several seconds before calling for help. A nearby boater heard the crisis and the cries for assistance and grabbed personal flotation devices and swam out to the victim. With help from other Good Samaritans, the swimmer was safely brought back to shore. Deputies arrived to find the individual alert, conscious, and able to speak, though he appeared pale after being pulled from the water. Medical personnel evaluated the swimmer at the scene before transporting him to a local hospital for further examination. The incident occurred in the marine area of the county park, and the sheriff's office reported that no further action is being taken. Officials are reminding everyone enjoying Michigan's lake this summer to wear life jackets when appropriate, avoid swimming beyond their abilities, and never hesitate to call for help in case of an emergency. And an arraignment has been held for Jerome Brown in a misdemeanor breaking and entering case stemming from an alleged incident on May 19th. Brown entered a not guilty plea through his attorney during the hearing. The charge alleges illegal entry on a private property without the owner's permission, an offense that carries a maximum penalty of up to 90 days in jail and a $500 fine if convicted. The court ordered prosecutors to provide a plea offer and discovery materials by late July. A probable cause conference is scheduled for August 20th, and Brown is required to appear in person. Judge Ferris allowed Brown to remain free after confirming a previously posted $3,500 10% bond. As part of his release conditions, he is prohibited from contacting two named individuals in the case and is barred from returning to the property identified in the complaint. The court also appointed attorney Michelle Siv to represent Brown for the remainder of the proceedings after determining he qualified for court-appointed counsel. In a separate matter, the court addressed an outstanding financial obligation from an unrelated case, ordering Brown to begin making monthly payments starting this month. The case remains pending and no findings of guilt have been made. And authorities in Huron County responded to a two-vehicle traffic crash just before 11 p.m. on Thursday, July 3rd. The crash happened at approximately 10:51 p.m. on Port Austin Road near Crescent Beach Road in Caseville Township. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, a 2015 gray Ford F-350 pickup truck was traveling westbound when it crossed the center line and struck the rear of a 2009 black Chevy Silverado pickup truck that was in the process of passing. Investigators reported that both drivers were wearing seatbelts, neither driver was injured, and airbags did not deploy in either vehicle. The roadway was dry, weather conditions were clear, and the crash occurred on a straight, non-freeway section of Port Austin Road with a posted speed limit of 55 miles per hour. Both pickup trucks sustained damage but remained drivable from the scene. The Huron County Sheriff's Office investigated the crash, and no additional information has been released. We're going to go to a message from our sponsor now, and we'll be right back.
Make the switch to M3 Wireless and enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds you can depend on every day. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, gaming online, working from home, or connecting multiple devices, M3 Wireless delivers a smooth and reliable experience without buffering or interruptions. Their network is built for performance, giving you the speed and stability you need to stay connected at all times. From video calls and home offices to movies, music, and more, M3 Wireless keeps everything running seamlessly, proudly serving homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless, strong, reliable internet you can count on.
And we are back. We're getting ready to go. And you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. That was your news for this hour. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.